Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful that you're here with us. We've got 5:35. Cubs take on the Indians in just a little bit, so we've got to motor on through this. Oh, by the way, I just heard Michael Leo's Strudel House commercial, and I understand he has two more seats available for tonight's All Iowa Dinner. That's Iowa food, Iowa sourced food, and Iowa wines from Somerset Winery, paired together with All Iowa food, created on the spot at the Strudel House, 1951 Indianola Avenue.
That sounds like a great idea.
You should go.
We should.
I mean, it's just down the street, for crying out loud. With us in studio, Terry and John Hale, and we're talking about caring for mom and dad. This is going to be a special screening on June 25th at Iowa Public Television in Johnston. And all kinds of people are on this panel. And you, as individuals listening to this broadcast or podcast, you can also take part in this. So let's talk a little bit about what people can what's going on.
Well, Iowa Public Television, statewide Iowa Public Television, is going to air at 7 p.m. on June 25th the PBS documentary, mm-hmm. Caring for Mom and Dad, which tells the stories of several families. And I think it covers the waterfront of family caregiving situations and talks about some of the solutions that are out there, the challenges, et cetera. Then after that, we're going to have a live panel discussion in the studio, and we'll have some experts on aging from Iowa. And what's exciting for people is that if they would like to be part of the studio audience at Iowa Public Television, they can make that happen by going to iptv.org/care, iptv.org/care, and you can register for free tickets. There's a 6:30 reception, and then at 7 o'clock, the screening of the documentary, followed by the one-hour live program at 8 p.m. This will also be streamed live on iptv.org. And they're going to possibly continue the mm-hmm. conversation after the live broadcast on the website. And then it will be rebroadcast on June 28th.
Yes. And this is something that if you're listening to this broadcast or the podcast, you can be involved in this. And I think it's a great opportunity to listen to some real experts. And some of the folks that are going to be there are who,
well,
Terry?
Well, my husband John Hale is going to kick things off and kind of give a bit of the landscape of what things are going on in Iowa. We have Martha Willits. She's the state president of Iowa for AARP. James Cushing, who's the executive director of the Iowa Association of the Area Agencies on Aging, and he's really got his hand on the pulse of what's out there, what the Area Agencies on Aging can do for people. Di Findley, the executive director of the Iowa Caregivers, and she'll talk about if you want to hire somebody to help, what that's all about and how you can find people. And then this is going to be really exciting. We have Dr. Robert Bender. He's a geriatrician. He's from the Geriatric Medicine and Medical Clinic at Broadlawns Medical Center, and he's going to talk to us about a range of items, including Alzheimer's and when you're a family caregiver, how do you work with doctors in the medical community to ensure care for your parent?
Give us a real quick taste, John, if you will, about what your opening comments might be as we look towards the opening of this particular screening.
Well, as Terry indicated, my role is kind of the setup guy. I'm going to try to cover the landscape and give some context to this. And so much of this context, Michael, is about aging in Iowa and the numbers and the significance of all this and why
numbers for just a second,
would you? Well, this is going to be off the top of my head.
I'll help you if you want.
I'll just tell you very quickly, you know. And you know this, that the fastest growing segment of Iowa's population is that population that's 85 years of age and up.
We rank the
oldest of the old, the sickest of the sick. We rank third in the nation in terms of our percentage of population. Age 65 and up, we rank fifth in the nation in terms of population. We have 750,000 baby boomers. 750,000 baby boomers who are now getting to the point where they are starting to think about retirement, where they are starting to see their age, appreciate their age, show their age. They are in that kind of in-between role. Maybe they're caring for parents. Maybe they're caring for adult children. Maybe they got grandkids that they're trying to deal with. Most of them are still in the workforce. So we have huge demographic
numbers,
challenges
numbers
here. And as you well know, Iowa is not growing. So as that segment of the aging population increases, it just becomes more and more and more significant in almost each and every county in Iowa.
And I think one of the things that has always stuck with me, John, is when you were a guest on this program over a year ago, you were talking about the number of caregivers in the state of Iowa, at about 75,000, mm-hmm. which is the largest segment of a worker group in the state. Yet, we are 25,000 short, individuals short, of providing good hands-on direct care.
It is simply mind-boggling, Michael.
It is.
The numbers are mind-boggling. To think that we already have this large workforce that represents the state's largest occupation, and it is also the highest demand occupation. And from a public policy standpoint, we simply have got to start to get our arms around this. What is our strategy? What are our tactics going to be? How can we encourage more and more people to come into this field, not just for a temporary job until they find a real job, but to make it a career?
Yeah, how do we make this a profession that people are proud of? Because I'll tell you, there is only one reason that people get into and stay into the direct hands-on caregiving, and it ain't to get rich. I've asked hundreds of direct caregivers, why are you doing this? And they say, I love my job because mm-hmm. I love the people I care for.
As Di Finley often says, this is the toughest, as workers say, this is the toughest job you'll ever love.
Yeah.
The toughest job you'll ever love. Now, unfortunately, we do have a lot of people that cycle in and out of this workforce because it's just not their cup of tea. You know, they get in there and they say, my God, this is difficult work. And it's physically right. challenging and emotionally draining. And my gosh, I've got to do all these very personal things that I didn't anticipate I'd have to do. But there's nothing more important. If you're that person in a nursing home bed, or if you're living in assisted living, or you're in home care, and you need a person walking through your door, boy, you want a talented person, you want a well-trained person, you want a conscientious person. It is so critical.
It is time.
To build a high-quality workforce.
It is time to professionalize this trade. Thank you very much, both of you. I really appreciate it. The event is the 25th of June. We'll have all the links on the podcast page. Thanks so very much for coming in.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks
all
very much.
We're going to step aside real quick before we got to get out of here with the Chicago Cubs and the Cleveland Indians. Back in just a few.